Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Richard Hinneman bringing this back, otherwise known as Little Richard. The late Little Richard. Still got his music, though. As long as I'm here, we're going to be spinning his platters. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Patty Green. Dr. Patricia Green is Professor Emeritus at Babson College. She's a co-founder of the Diana Project, which is, as you know, we discuss the work of the Diana Project on the show here on a regular basis, but especially in the month of March, which is Women's International History Month. Patty, thanks again for being here. I want to talk some more about what you're seeing of how women are doing. Now, we've just come through a crucible year. We've just come through a very disruptive year globally, and at a time when the world was really in pretty good shape 13 months ago, and everything got turned upside down. How have women, in your perspective, and I don't know anybody else who has a better one, in your perspective, how have women done in the past year? And then we'll talk about where they're going. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And it's a mix, Jim, as you'd expect. There are women who've done actually quite well in making, you know, what some people call the pivot. I like to say it's a pirouette because they're constantly turning to look for new opportunities. So it sounds to me like a more practice thing than just making a pivot through turning once and stopping. So some have done quite well in that. You know, as usual, because women do have that double duty of the family with schools closed and children at home, women business owners who are mothers with young children have really had a hard time in balancing that.
Can I stick one little thing in there, Patty? Even,
of course,
you know, when Patty says that, you know, some men who are out there who are full partners in their family might think that Patty is, you know, maybe be disregarding them. But it is understood that even if a woman has a full partner in the family business, family nurturing and all that, women still assume on their own a greater burden of all of that. Whether it's justified or not, you do it. We all know that. And so my point is, it doesn't matter if it's real or imagined, it still lands on women harder, doesn't it?
Well, it does, you know, and there's data on that. And you're absolutely right. There are some spouses who are incredibly helpful, you know, and doing their share, you know, their full share, those types of things. But if you look at the American Time Use Study, which I'm always fascinated in diving into that, mm-hmm. It does show that women still spend more time on taking care of the house, taking care of family, those kinds of things.
Well, you know what part of that extra time is for, Patty? Part of the extra time is checking, even if she's got a good husband, a good partner, part of that time is checking behind him. Even if he did it right, she's checking behind him. He doesn't check behind her, but she's checking on him. Go ahead now.
Trust but confirm.
That's right.
Always
that's
trust
right.
But
trust
confirm.
But verify.
There
exactly.
You go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's like you say, it's a mix. But other women have seen great opportunities during this time. Times of change, times of challenge are also times of opportunity in many ways. But it's figuring out how to make it work for you and your family is what a lot of what's going on.
One of the things, hey, is there any, do you think the coronavirus has disproportionately hurt women in other parts of the world than it has America? Because, as you know, there's been a lot of fresh entrepreneurship as a result. You talked about this earlier, the requirement entrepreneurial part of this, where people have to do something. It's easier to become an entrepreneur in America than it is in some countries, isn't it?
In some ways, although, again, countries are so different from each other. You know, in some countries, women can't even go to certain markets. So
yeah,
there's big differences there. But there are other countries where it's almost easier in different ways. So it's, well, especially it's too mixed. That's why it's hard.
Go ahead.
What, Jim?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's why it's hard to talk about women entrepreneurship as a single group.
Right.
Because there's so many different kinds of women with so many different kinds of businesses in all kinds of environments. But, you know, we still just like to keep learning.
Well, but it's really important that we study this, folks, because there is a degree, and I'm one of these people, Patty, that feels I've been doing this long enough. I've talked to Lillian Vernon and the women who were starting businesses in the 50s and 60s. I know the progress that women have made, especially in America, in the last couple of generations. But there's still enough of an extra degree of difficulty for women that there deserves to be extra emphasis on understanding what's going on. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. Yeah, and it's because it is History Month. I've been thinking about the women business owners in history. I'm thinking U.S. history mostly.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I'm thinking that there's two extremes in ways they've been camouflaged in our history. You know, in one way, there were the women who ran businesses when they weren't allowed to own property.
Right.
And depending on, you know, what state it was different as to what time period that was. But you're right, it's only generations since they could own property, but they still ran businesses.
Terry Neese was on the show. Our mutual friend Terry Neese was on the show yesterday, and she said when she tried to start her business in 74, the banker said, go bring your husband back with you.
Oh, yeah, that was...
And you know what? And you, and you won't be surprised to learn, Patty, that she said she defied that and did it anyway. You won't be surprised to learn that. Quick break. Right back with our good friend, Patty Green, Dr. Patty Green. DianaProject.com. Is that right, Patty?
It will be
Babson.edu. There you go. BobBabson.edu. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.